From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea tried to fire a missile early Sunday, but it exploded. The U.S. Pacific Command said it detected the launch, so did the South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, but neither could tell what kind of missile the North Koreans tried to fire. In a statement, the Pacific Command said the missile blew up almost immediately. The failure came one day after North Korea showcased nearly 60 missiles, including one suspected to be a new intercontinental ballistic model, at a giant military parade to mark the 105th birth anniversary of the country's founder, the late Kim Il-sung. The failed launch also comes as U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is flying to South Korea as part of a 10-day Asian trip. The vice president was in contact with President Trump and was briefed on the situation within an hour of leaving Anchorage, Alaska. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis issued a statement Saturday night saying that President Trump, who's spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, is aware of the missile launch but has no further comment on the matter. Scores of Syrians were killed and dozens of others wounded in an explosion Saturday at a bus convoy meeting place where there were thousands of evacuees. Details were sketchy, but as rescue workers combed through the wreckage near the northern city of Aleppo, death tolls ranged from at least 80 people to more than 100. The group was traveling to Aleppo from two villages, Fua and Kafraya, after they had reached an evacuation deal to leave their homes. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.